cried as he dropped him down in a state of wild alarm. With a frightful, frantic, fearful frown, I bared my big right arm. I seized him by his little pigtail, and on his knees fell he. As he squirmed and struggled and gurgled and guggled, I threw my Snickers free. Never shall I forget the cry or the shriek that shriek at me as I gnashed my teeth when from its sheath I drew my Snickers near.
He shivered and shook as he gave the sign for the stroke he didn't deserve. When all of a sudden his eye met mine, and it seemed to brace his nerve. For he nodded his head and kissed his hand, and he whistled a melody deep. As the saber true cut cleanly through the perfect vertebrae. His vertebrae. When a man's afraid, a beautiful maid is a cheering sight to see. Oh, I'm glad that moment sad was soothed by sight of me.
Now though you have said that head was dead, for its owner dead was he. It stood on its neck with a smile well bred, and bowed three times to me. It was none of your impudent offhand nods, but as humble as could be. For it clearly knew the deference due to a man of pedigree. Of pedigree. And it's oh, I vow, this deathly vow was a touching sight to see. Though trunkless yet, it couldn't forget the deference due to me.